Well, we turn now to the world of sports. Everything is different, as everything is in our lives. It seems, Carol, and that extends to the NFL draft, kicking off, as it were. Let's get into it. Let's understand what this means for football and what this means for athletes, and maybe what it even means for us as fans. Noel LaMontagne is director of client relation director and client relationship manager, excuse me, for Verdant Capital Advisors. Joining us on the phone from Pennsylvania. All right, this is a big couple days, Noel. Good to have you with us.
I appreciate you all having me, and it's going to be probably the most exciting 3 days of sports that we've seen in the last 3 months or so, I'd imagine, for everybody.
So much pent-up demand because people just want to look at something that has to do with sports that's, not some like dopey game of horse that ESPN is showing or, reliving the glory days of Michael Jordan. Not that there's anything wrong with any of those things. What do we expect to see? I mean, this is a virtual draft. This had become this like huge, like traveling circus, I heard it referred to earlier today. Now it's going to be virtual. What does that mean ultimately for how the draft will go and what we may see out of it?
Well, I think in today's day and age, especially as it relates to professional football, and there are some other sports that play into this, it's become such a fantasy football and fantasy sports driven world that I think a lot of people are going to identify with this format more than maybe the more traditional format, simply because this is how so many people get together on a weekend before the season and put together their fantasy teams, whether it be baseball, basketball, or football. So I think to a lot of folks out there, it's gonna speak directly to them, and obviously the fact that it's not a replay of something that's happened before, it's gonna get a lot of viewership, and I think it might end up being the most popular or most viewed draft in NFL history.
Is it pivotal for the industry more broadly, or for sports more broadly, Noel, in terms of online platform versus being somewhere and, or watching it, traditional television or traditional cable? I'm curious about the longer term impact of all of this.
I think that this, and the NFL has been in professional sports regardless of your rooting interest, they've been the top dog for a while now. I think this is going to be their opportunity to prove that maybe an unexpected need to have to do things differently might end up being a silver lining or a success story that they're able to parlay into future drafts. This is gonna This is going to allow them to present a format that maybe the MLB uses in the future, maybe the NBA uses in the future. We don't know. So I think that them being that lead dog in the sports industry, professional sports industry, they're going to be able to set the tone, and how successful they are, I think, is going to give a lot of people ideas and inspiration for how they conduct their business down the line.
All right. Well, to extend your metaphor a little bit, the lead dog, but the lead dog may be sort of limping into the season here. We don't know what pro football is going to look like. We don't know what college football is going to look like. We don't know whether there's going to be a U.S. Open at the end of August, early September here in the tri-state area. What are you hearing? What should we be thinking about when it comes to pro football? And maybe to the point, how are the athletes thinking about this as they envision a very different fall?
Well, everybody is in that perpetual state of unknown, and everybody's looking for something concrete to be able to hold on to and be able to look towards, whether it just be a glimmer of hope or just a glimmer of normalcy. The NFL is they're getting the benefit of time simply because all the other sports were either off and running or getting ready to start their seasons. The NFL, with the timing of this pandemic, has had months in advance, so they don't have to write their story yet. And everything that they've taken off the table has been a simple adjustment, relatively speaking, versus trying to reschedule a season. College football, I'm hearing, unfortunately, a lot of scary stories, what's going to happen there, I don't know. But I know when you're dealing with professional athletes who are being paid for what they're doing, it's a totally different liability factor than a college age kid who parents are entrusting to a head coach and an athletic department, and are going there primarily for education, or at least in theory primarily for education, and you're putting them in a potentially bad health situation, and then you're bringing fans on top of that piling into stadiums. As far as the athletes are concerned at the professional level, I think that they are going to have to mature much more rapidly than they ever have before. I mean, you get 20-year-old people who get handed, in some cases, millions of dollars at the stroke of a pen. Mm-hmm. Not all of them mature as well as they should in that moment. In this case, focusing on emergency funds and being able to look realistically at what are the important things that you want versus need, those needs for you and your family, this might be your first taste of any substantial amount of income, but when are you going to get paid that income? When can you start leveraging that income? Is it smart to leverage that income? And how much of that income do you need to put into a place where it's going to be there to protect you in the future? What if this season were to get canceled? What if you never get a check from the NFL as a drafted rookie? So budgeting, while it's not a sexy topic to really cover, it is probably more vitally important for these young athletes as they're starting their careers than it's ever been, than it's really ever been before.
And Noel, we know you can't get into specifics in terms of your clients, but for our listeners, you do focus on high net worth professional sports and entertainment executive clients. That's your world. And I do wonder what you're hearing from some of those clients.
Well, their concerns are really how protected are they for the future? What are the long-term ramifications of this? Not just the stock market, and the volatility of the stock market. It's more so, what does this look like 6 months from now? What does this look like 12 months from now or a year from now? If I haven't gotten any substantial income, am I prepared for this? And we do deal with a much more established client, even on the sports side. You're talking about perennial Pro Bowlers or guys that have won multiple Super Bowl championships and been around and been able to be in a system where they are looking more long term and they're prepared for these missteps that might happen, not just in their own careers, whether it be an injury. I mean, obviously, it's very difficult to predict something to this magnitude.
Sure.
But what we do is look at the worst case scenario and try to protect our clients from that, whether they be an athlete, an entertainer, or an entrepreneur, a business person. That's what our role is. So for them, it's really making sure that all these things that we've talked about that they never thought would come to pass why are we even worrying about that? Well,
right.
This is actually why we're worrying about that and why it's not just us, looking to hear ourselves talk.
Yeah, just not being worry words. Yeah, absolutely. All right, Noel Lamontagne, thank you so much, Director and Client Relationship Manager for Verdant Capital Advisors. Carol?
Yeah, great conversation. The sports world, as we know and we've heard from many of our guests, dramatically different and will be for some time.